T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, we didn't have throw many in the second half when you got a lead like that. It felt like old Bill Cowher offense. You know, it felt like a turnaround ahead Jerome Bettis 20 times in the second half. But, hey, whatever you got to do to win a football game. I thought James ran the ball well in the second half. Benny Snell coming in there doing some things. And the line really created openings for him.
Yeah, I think Roethlisberger's intelligence and ability to understand what really matters for quarterbacks. I give him high marks here on this, Chris, because he had a very, from a stats perspective, had a very pedestrian game, under 200 passing yards. It's actually, in terms of pass attempts, the fewest he's had in a game that he wasn't injured in since 2011. So almost 10 years, 162 yards, just another efficient game. Felt like a Bill Cowher offense. I think Roethlisberger knows this about his job and about how his job gets graded and gets analyzed in the big picture. He plays one of the few positions in football that is really just the only position in football that is defined by wins. It's almost like the NBA equivalent of how guys like LeBron James and Michael Jordan and Larry Bird and Magic Johnson get ranked. Quarterback in the NFL is the only position in that sport where it comes down to rings. Everything else, you can be Barry Sanders and be regarded as maybe the best running back of all time and never come close to a Super Bowl. You could be, you know, the great, you could be Joe Thomas on those awful Browns teams and still get viewed as one of the best left tackles of all time. But with the quarterback, it's not about passing yards and it's not about total touchdowns. It's about wins, and I think he understands that. I think that's probably why, for him, there's more reception. There's more. It's easier for him to be sold on an offense where he's not the guy that's putting up gigantic numbers every week.
Well, they were a good enough defense to warrant that through 4.5 games, and they were way up in this game. And he showed, I thought, with the deep ball to Claypool, that was absolutely perfect, that throw, that he can still make the plays. I think that's the key. When he was a rookie going on that insane run, which is sort of what yesterday's stat line reminded me of, like he doesn't even top 200 yards. Mm-hmm. It's very much like a game manager looking stat line. When he was a rookie, I don't know, I still held my breath like, hey, is this going to work out long term, or is this guy just showing out because no one's seen him before? Now when he drops one into Claypool like that, or he makes a couple really nice throws to James Washington, one of which Washington didn't even catch, like I just assume that he can do it. I think the big question with him now, with it, speaking back to Devin Bush's injury, it feels like they're going to have to ask more of him against better competition. I'm not saying Devin Bush was like enough to move the spread several points, but I think there's a reasonable expectation that their defense is going to find it harder to keep better teams down, and they're going to need the quarterback to score more points.
He did that against Philly.
But Philly's not a good team per se. I mean, they're 1-4-1 now. Uh-huh. So I'm talking Tennessee, Baltimore.
Sure.
It's coming down the pike.
Yeah, but I'm confident he can do it, aren't you?
Well, yeah, that goes back to my first statement there, is that when he was a rookie, I didn't know if he could really do it. I was thrilled that it was happening. Now I know he can do it, and it's a matter of if they call upon him to throw it 40 times
but,
a game.
Right, but he's...
Is that a winning formula?
He's displaying portion control on and off the field. That's big. Portion control.
Everything in moderation,
yes.
Including moderation.
Yeah,
Tony.
I mean, that's That like that. That's what I think.
He's got a guy. He's got a guy he loves to throw to. I think now too. Where, like Chase Claypool can make those rare deep shots that get taken, like the splurge meals, the cheap meals. I think he pays them off a lot better than other guys they've had, you know, in the last year plus. I mean, when you have somebody that you can go over the top to, who seems like he's going to be a reliable and dynamic target on the receiving end of those throws, I think it makes it easier to be the very efficient but also occasional risk taker at quarterback.
I think he's leaving the football world the way he came in. Isn't that something that gets said? Like you enter the world in diapers, you leave the world in diapers.
Time is a flat circle.
If you're lucky, you come into the world crap in your pants, you leave the world in depends, crap in your pants. Sort of deal.
You come in as a sort of glorified game manager who's very athletic with a great defense behind you. You leave as a far more glorified game manager who's got a great defense behind you. I just don't buy that he's going to be able to be that player all year and they're going to beat every team that they need to beat. I do think, and I think it's in there, I absolutely think he can do it from what I've seen thus far. I think he will need to be greater than what he has been, which is all that he has needed to be thus far. This is not a knock on him. He'll need to find another level, another gear, and I do think he has it.
Here's Ben after the game.
You know, we didn't have throw me.
Oh, wait, no, that's not it, Chalooch. Here it is.
It's one of those weird feelings because it didn't feel like we were doing a lot on offense. I mean, yeah, we ended up scoring, I think, 31 points on offense. You know, I know that the defense got a touchdown for us. It just never really felt like we did much.
That's so true. That you look at the Steelers' offensive stats from this game, and then I said I blocked out the score, and I said, guess how many points they scored. You would not guess that they had 31.
They didn't even hit 300 yards of total offense.
Right.
They're 277. I mean, it was a so
they capitalized
I'll give you
on
the
short fields.
Truth.
They scored off of turnovers.
Yeah, I'll give you the honest truth here. I mean, I went and watched this game back knowing the result on DVR. I knew that Bush had been injured, so because I went out and snuck out and played golf while the game was happening. Nobody on the course. So you know, like I know you can't do this. You've expressed this. You know, if you're me, what happened already, but you're watching to see how it came about. And I did not look at the total stats for the game. This is the one thing. I knew what the score was going to be. I didn't look at the total stats until after I was done watching it, and it was striking watching the game how, like, minimal the fireworks were offensively.
And Roethlisberger, like we talked about last week, he's still not getting, like, praise for the way he's playing and what he's doing, 11 touchdowns, one interception. He's far from being the main subject in this game because of the Devin injury. He's not even the biggest quarterback story. Ben's efficient game is being overshadowed by Baker Mayfield just being a pile of human feces.
He's going to get all the love, though, if they go 6-0, and then if they go 7-0, there's a ton of love because then he beats Tannehill, who from his time as a starter last year till the end of the year was the best quarterback in football probably, and then he would beat the reigning MVP, both of them on the road. I assure you, people pining for the quarterback to get the appropriate amount of love will be happy if these two games are wins.
Ben also throws balls traveling more than 20-plus yards, 3 for 3 yesterday with a touchdown. So
the ball
put that
Claypool
in your pipe
was
and smoke
was a gorgeous throw. Oh, God. I'm going to effort. I know we can't have ESPN people on the show, but I'm going to try to get a loophole and just have Mina Kimes come on, and then I'm going to turn off my mic and go, like, scratch the dog's ears or something while the two of you hash this out. And it'll be her being very confused that you're so angry at her.
Craig? How you feeling today, buddy boy? How you doing?
I mean, I'm great.
How'd your picks go this week?
Picks on the show?
Just, you got the one pick that mattered, right?
That's right.
That's how you
got to
look at it.
The one pick that people care about the most.
What'd you say on Friday about this game?
That they were going to slow down Myles Garrett like they did Aaron Donald.
Mm-hmm.
And because nobody else had predicted it, they were going to blow the Browns out.
That's right. I believe you did say that.
Yep, I did. Lots of people wanted to tweet me and remind me this weekend, and I took the high road and didn't retweet all of them. So, pretty good weekend.
Craig, I'll just point out here, my friend. Unless Arizona brings home a win tonight, you're looking at about a 3-5 week. For the old football.
You've got the wrong idea about this. Our audience doesn't care about Cowboys Cardinals. They care about Steelers.
Oh, I care about it, though. Who cares about what the audience cares about? I want Craig to lose our picks thing so he has to do something humiliating.
Like picking the Steelers to blow out the Browns?
No, way worse than that.
Here's Craig. Baker's ribs versus the Steelers defense is going to get ugly today. Baker will get knocked out of the game at some point because of his ribs. The Browns will lose, and their fans will gripe all week that this would have been the game they won at Heinz Field if not for the Baker injury. That is very close to being right.
Very prescient. Very good pick right there.
I felt good about that one.
I'm impressed.
Lots of Browns fans coming into my DMs, then blocking me.
How about our buddy Fatty Arbuckle in Cleveland?
Yeah, he's the one that caused that. Okay. He retweeted it, and then they all
Wait,
feasted.
You have your DMs. You have your DMs open.
I'm
so
a man
these,
of the people.
These lowlifes. Oh,
can I ask about the DMs being open? I see Steelers players who have their DMs open.
That's
Chase Claypool, Terrell Edmonds. I think. What is the end game there? What is? Give me.
Normally, I'd say it's like for the comely lasses in the audience.
Yeah, that's my
perhaps.
Take. If you're a single guy, think, you want the DMs open, right?
No, see, I think that's where IG is like the new place to do that now, Craig.
Why limit yourself?
No, I understand that, but I think if you're like a 22, 23-year-old guy who's fresh out of college, you're in the NFL, you're balling out, I think you're on Instagram more than you are on Twitter. I think on Twitter, you're there to talk trash to people who are being mean to you, a la Bud Dupree.
Because I looked at it like, you know you're going to get an avalanche of crap from Steelers fans who aren't, you know, very attractive women. So it's almost like the old, like, gold miner who's got that pan that's just, like, sifting through all of that crap to find the one nugget of gold.
Craig, I might want to be distancing myself from this right now as Pony blanket statement, you know, casts aspersions about female Steelers fans here. I might be wanting to bat. I'm going to do the old Homer Simpson disappearing into the hedge routine here in a minute.
You totally misheard that. I mean, like, you know, I'm not putting a gender on it. I mean, just you getting DMs from people that are ripping you because you hurt their fantasy team or you didn't make a play.
Okay. And you're panning for the, I got it now. You're panning for the nuggets of gold for people like you.
Because what's the ratio there? What's the ratio there? Like, for every 50 of those DMs you get about how you cost a guy his fantasy league, you get one. Good
you get one.
One
person who just says graduate of Arizona State, something like that.
That's like my Facebook play when I was in college, when Facebook was only network only, and I would send out on a Friday night. I would send out 15 messages.
It only took one.
And I would you were like a publicist's email blast.
Yep.
So you really did. You'd send out like basically a form letter.
Yeah. And I would just replace the name in there, and I'd send that about 15, and I would usually get one back. That's all you needed. I had no shame. Still don't.
Craig, it's like one of those bears fishing for salmon that are swimming upstream. They just keep swiping a paw at the ones that jump out of the water until they grab one.
14 rejections. Do you remember those, or do you remember the one that said yes?
Yeah, I do. Well, I do remember some of the
rejections. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
I do remember some
Michael
of those
Scott.
Rejections because I would see those girls in class and make very awkward eye contact.
Oh.
Even was confronted a couple times at bars.
Confronted?
Yeah. That's rough.
Yeah, one girl came up to me and said, what are you doing here? What is this? Come on.
Well, it's probably because, like, what is this probably move? Left, like, brackets around her name, so it said, like, hey, Amy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.